That's Mafia Radio, brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes. If you want to talk fishing with a crew, hit us up at 888-404-1010. Here's your host, Captain Bubba and his crew, Captain Glenn and James Garrison.
Good morning, and we are live. I am Captain Bubba. I'm here with Captain Glenn Sanchez. I'm with this Wally, Jeff Martin, and James Garrison is in the studio. We got a special guest today. Mike Goodwine is in the building, Black Neck Adventures. We'll be getting to him in the second segment. But you guys enjoy your breakfast? You know, we had some breakfast brought in, a little bit of bacon and stuff. Did you guys enjoy that?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty good.
Bob. Yeah, we have Tambuzo Sausage Company. Had some good bacon he brought in. You know, smoked low.
Good job, Tambuzo.
Smoked low and slow for 10, at least, I don't know, a good amount. You can check him out this weekend. He's over there at the Bucks game. Italian sausage, chicken sausage, brisket, hot dog, Tambuzo Sausage Company. Check him out on Facebook, TambuzoSausageCompany.com. But we're gonna get to fishing. Believe it or not, I got to go fishing yesterday. It's been a little bit, but went over to around Davis Island, hit some creeks and stuff over there. I was actually using creek chubs, which is not normally what I normally use, but I was with some people that brought some creek chubs, and we were able to get on a good bite, good redfish bite. Caught a couple over slot fish, caught a nice snook, and also the white bait was all over the place. So we got a couple overslot redfish. I think we got a couple at 32, 33. One fat one that would have probably won a tournament. I think he was about 25 inches, at least 7.5 pounds. He was healthy. We threw all the fish back, though. And, Glenn.
That sounds like a stud.
Yeah. It was a stud. If we would have had two of those, those are definitely tournament winners for sure.
Hey, Bub, let me ask you a question. Was the bait at the boil there?
No, I didn't get it at the boil. I got it at one of the canals. It was loaded. I'm talking about one throw. Even though it might have not been a pancake, it might have been a waffle, but I got them. I got them. I definitely
put
got them.
Put some syrup on that thing, huh?
Yeah, for sure. The bite was good yesterday. Even though, if you guys are watching on Facebook Live, it looks like I got sunburn. That's not sunburn. That's windburn. That was about 25-mile-an-hour winds yesterday. So that's why we were tucked away in some canals. But I want to introduce Jeff Martin. Jeff Martin is with us today, a.k.a. Wally, a.k.a. Cap Gun Jeff. As you guys listen on more and more, you'll figure out why they call him Cap Gun Jeff. He's got a certain little dance move that he does.
Oh.
Yeah. What's up, Jeff? What's up? Welcome to the studio. You know, Jeff, we got to break Jeff out of his shell. But, he's a shy little Wally, but that's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Glenn, what's up with you, man? What's you been fishing this week?
It's been pretty windy, as you can see. They say moderate chop, but I think that's for a cruise ship, because it's... It's been 3 footers plus out there. I've been kingfishing a little bit. It's out there by the ship channel. They're pretty close in now. If you want to get out there, just gotta be cautious with the wind and stuff. But they're out there. Load up the bait at the Skyway and get out there and go catch them.
Are you fishing them? What are you?
I'm just freelining with a stinger rig. Freelining the thread fins.
Big thread fins.
Oh yeah. And then I got a plug thrown by the. By my motor, I put it there, and they've been hitting that plug pretty good too.
Short troll sure. Behind right there in the wash.
Yeah, right there in the prop wash.
Glenn,
right. they've been pretty good.
Glenn, do you troll for that, or you go from bumper to bumper, the red and the greens, and look?
Yeah,
for them?
I try to stay on the ship channel edge, and I go from bumper to bumper, like you said, and just stay on that edge.
I like to just get on there, and we go straight to the marker, look down. If we don't see them,
right,
we go to the next one.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, but then we just keep going down, six or seven.
But so they're thick out there. They're thick. Yeah, they're thick out there, and just dodge the crab traps for sure.
You don't ever troll any blue runners?
I do. I just haven't. I didn't do it last week. It's just been really windy, and the easiest way to catch bait is go by the Skyway and just, you're fishing right there.
Yeah, by the Skyway or the Howard Franklin.
Yeah.
some of the best kings I've caught, they've been chunking at the Skyway like we're using for tarpon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's some of the best ones I've caught.
Nice.
They're very close. They're very close in right now. So
Gotta get after it. We got Mike Goodwine in the studio today. We're going to be talking about some redfish, If you guys know about him, which I'm pretty sure you do, this guy's killing the redfish out there, and he's killing the triple tail. So we're going to move over to Mike here soon in our second segment. But Black Neck Adventures is in the building today. And, you know, James, what about your approach? Did you get out on the water this week?
I didn't this week. I had my daughter all week. I'm leaving this to you guys.
Well, I mean, the bite was good. Other than the conditions, dealing with the conditions is pretty tough. I actually saw a bunch of tarpon rolling in right there in the mouth of downtown, kind of going towards out where it splits. There was a bunch of juvenile tarpons on there.
Micro poons?
Little micro poons were out there rolling. Couple of my buddies got on them the day before yesterday. When we went out there, we really couldn't see them rolling because obviously it was 5-footers rolling in. So, you get a good day, good weather, you probably tear up the micro poons too.
Are you catching those on the same bait?
Yeah,
those creek chubs as well.
I mean, bro, let me tell you something right now. The creek chubs, this is my second time using them, and they're a little slippery when you get them out of the live well, but they're the most durable baits that I think I ever. I threw one off a wall yesterday, Scotty Pippen it off the backboard, like 100 miles an hour. The thing was still swimming around.
No,
like,
for sure. They don't die.
They don't die. I mean, that was a good bait. We caught fish yesterday on those, and we caught them on white bait. I think we actually end up catching more redfish on the creek chubs. So that was
match the hatch.
Yeah, got to match the hatch. Even though where we were fishing at, the fish were loaded up under this tree, and there had to be thousands and thousands of bait all around. So I think maybe by throwing the creek chub and it being something different than what they're seeing all of, it was like candy to them because they were eating it up.
I believe the bait was that good. If you said you were one cast Willie,
yeah,
it had to be just.
Well, you know, I haven't thrown the net in a little while, so I was a little rusty. So I was in the truck, kind of like trying to stretch. I'm like, yeah, you know, I got to get ready for this. And sure enough, bro, I don't know. Maybe because of the way the wind was blowing, I was able to open her up pretty good. Blacked her out, I'll tell you that. Those whales were blacked out.
Did you hook the chub through the back or through the nose?
Actually, the way we're hooking the chub is I'm either going through the top or the bottom through both lips. And that's how I was hooking them right. I think most of the time yesterday, I would hook them through the bottom, go all the way through the top.
Yeah, because those chubs got those lips, that's for sure.
They got those lips. Sorry, the Kylie Jenner dirty. Lips again.
Yeah, the Kylie
like the bass lips. James was ripping lips last week. But yeah, man. So the bite, it was fun to get out in the water, man, because it's been a little bit for me. You know, we've been trying to get the radio show together,
right,
taking a lot of prep and stuff. So it was nice. I'm still waiting for Glenn to take. Glenn says he's gonna take me fishing every week, and you know, it's always, oh, bro. I got to be at West Tampa at 11.
I'm still waiting for my haircut.
Bro.
I'm looking like Wolverine over here.
Yeah, well, bro, look, we can set it up real quick. We go fishing. I'll bring my wireless clippers. We'll give you a fresh cut, and we'll catch some fish.
Man.
What's wrong with that?
I'm all about it.
This guy probably
cut his hair. Cut his hair, please.
Bro, hey, if you look at this, I wish y'all could see his neck right now. He's got that Teen Wolf.
Hey, that's my Halloween costume.
Yeah, Teen Wolf was his Halloween costume. That neck is doing bad. It might connect to his back.
So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Yeah, Jeff, what you got going on?
Yeah.
I'm in the restaurant business. Work a lot of hours. Own a couple bars called the Brass Tap, and we're opening up a new barbecue restaurant up at the Shops of Wiregrass right next door to the original Brass Tap.
Nice.
Union 72.
I've been busy doing that.
Union 72.
Yeah, Union 72.
All right.
Should be open November 8th.
Yeah, and also we were talking about when Flats Mafia got started. Yeah, it was actually James was getting to it last week a little bit, but you know, it was you and James, you know, that kind of kicked things off. You want to talk a little bit on how things started with you guys? Because James gave us his points, but
Pretty similar to what James said. Back, I don't know, what was
2000,
it?
Yeah, it was probably 2008. We got official 2009, but Jeff's been with me from go.
Yeah, we had some pretty whack stickers back in the day.
That's all right.
Yep. Flea market specials, baby.
That's it. I bet you there's still some of those on some trucks out there, coolers right now.
They're peeled off by now with Florida heat, baby.
Flea market shirts, too.
Yeah, first batch of shirts with some flea market shirts I ordered from China. That was a bad decision. Hey, you live and learn. This t-shirt business is tough, man.
We still got some of those shirts in the box.
I do. I still got some. They're sticking to the plastic, but I got them. I got them. They don't even fit people anymore. They're the wrong size.
Those are probably better off using as fish rags, the way that material was.
Glenn still wears them.
I still wear them.
He's got
that's
bacon
it.
Neck.
He's the only
bacon
one.
Neck.
Look like Tim Buzo put the collar on that thing with the bacon on it.
Bacon neck collars.
That's it.
Oh, that is funny. Well, I mean... We are live, guys. Thank you all. Thank you all for tuning in. We want to give a shout out real quick to our sponsors, C-Mule and Berkshire Homes. And also want to bring up a little Taylor Warner Kitchens. Big shout out to our sponsors for making all this happen. Just give you a little marine forecast real quick. 2 to 3 foot moderate chop, 73 degrees. Winds are northeast, 10 to 18 knots. High tides at 3:23 p.m. Low tide at 8:13 p.m. So if you ask me, looking at 10 to 18 knots, that's might be a small craft warning. So I would be careful out there. And I don't know what you're doing right now, but you're shaking my chair, man.
Oh, my bad, my
bro.
Bad.
This guy's got you. Got that,
you got me. Time out. I'm in the corner over here. You got me pushing up against the wall.
Come a little closer,
man.
I feel like I put a quarter in this machine. It's got a vibrator.
You got me pushed up against the wall over here,
Jesus.
Man.
Well, all right, we're gonna pretty soon be moving on, but the triple tail bite's still going off. The redfish bite's still going off. Snook season's still in for a little while. You know, happy Halloween weekend as well. And the fishing is going to start getting good, starting to get even better now coming up in the wintertime. Me personally, the way where I fish out in the rivers and the mouths at Davis Island, it's starting to heat up really well. So I'm getting excited for that. James, let me ask you something. Since you've been, just to go a little bit off topic with saltwater, we'll go to freshwater real quick. Since you've been living at your house, have you noticed any other, you know, the way the bass have been working out in that pond? Anything different over the time?
Well, the pond bass, the game with the pond bass is a little different. They connect from pond to pond, so they don't stay in the same one. But I use the same redfish lures that I'm using out in saltwater. I don't change them. I go out back, throw it right in the weeds.
That's it.
Just twitch it through till I yank one out.
Right on, hey, right on.
The bass should be spawning right now, you think?
Are
they betting?
I thought they do it in March. I thought it was in March.
I thought now.
You know anything about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You know a little bit about bass.
Yeah, Mike knows about it.
You know what? Let's bring Mike in real quick.
Yeah, let's bring Mike real quick about that bass subject.
Actually, hold on. What we're going to do, speaking of that, we're going to bring Mike in right after our next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about bass because we know he knows a little bit about that. And we'll get into his segment. So make sure you stay tuned. This is Flats Mafia Radio on your Halloween weekend.
Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C Mule and Berkshire Homes.
If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800, or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now. Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890.
Captain Bubba here from Flats Mafia Radio, live every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Have you guys heard about C-Mule? Let me tell you something about C-Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at cmule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. C-Mule. Hee-haw.
This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you tired of your boat? Are you ready for a new one? Whalen Bay Marine is now in Clearwater, conveniently located on US 19 and Whitney Road, offering sales, parts, and service for Seaborn, Mako, Glassstream, Tracker, Spider Flats boats, and more. Have an old boat and you'd like to sell or trade? Perfect. We are taking in all makes and models. Contact us today at 727-648-4545 or on the web at WhalenBayClearwater.com.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
And we're back. Sorry for all our Facebook listeners. We were having a little technical difficulty with our audio on our camera. So hopefully we got that all squared away. But we are back and we're live with Captain Mike Goodwine in the studio. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on,
Mikey,
man?
Mike.
So we actually, when we left our last segment, we went into bass a little bit. We started talking about some bass and we know you were a bass killer before you started killing the redfish, huh?
Yeah, that's my roots. Yeah. That's where I started at. Bass fish tournaments and, man, I've been doing it all my life.
That's what's up.
Caught my first redfish and that was it.
Yeah, that bass don't pull like the redfish, huh?
Yeah, it's no comparison.
Got that drag thing in there.
That's what's up. So, Mike, how long you been a guy for so far?
What time is it? I got my license in November.
Okay.
Like, got my license in November and just been doing it
ever since. Right on. I know we talked briefly one time before. You were sitting behind the desk, you were making pretty good money, and then you decided, you know what, I'm tired of this and I want to be a full time guy. What was the breaking point?
Well, I mean, I worked at Mosaic for 15 years and in that industry for 25 years. And they treated me good, real good. I'm saying that just in case I have to go back. I love Mosaic. But anyway, it just, you know, I was losing a lot of money because a lot of people was wanting to book me, but I couldn't because I was stuck under their schedule.
Yep.
And then I couldn't book trips ahead because at Mosaic, you know, you could go to work the next day and they tell you, oh, you got to be there. Yep. You got to be there mm-hmm. tomorrow. And then I was canceling on clients a lot and it just started getting in the way. And I was like, time to live, man.
You're just ready to chase the dream, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You're chasing it, all right.
And you know what? It wasn't really, people say a dream. It wasn't even really a dream. Because I love fishing. I'm going to fish all my life, and no matter what, I'm going to be doing something to do with fishing. And I never would have thought I would be a full-time captain. It just
happened.
It got kind of pushed on me.
I got you. Know? Yeah. Well, I mean, from what I can see, you're staying pretty booked. And from what I can see, your clients are staying pretty happy as well. You had a couple birthday charters this past week.
Yeah.
Made some birthday wishes come true.
Yeah. Yep. I'm staying booked, and thank God, you know, for that.
Amen.
And, it's a blessing.
That's what's up. Absolutely. Especially when you can fish. I mean, you're fishing for a living, basically. And it's a blessing. It really is a blessing because if you can be out on the water every day, being out on the water is better than being at any job. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about these big redfish, man? I know you ain't got to tell us where you're catching them at, but I mean.
I'll tell you where I catch them. I'm catching them right here.
Corner of the mouth, right?
Right here in the mouth. I already knew that was coming. Yeah. That's what's up, man. But yeah, you're getting some big fish. These are a lot of overslot redfish.
Yeah. And this year, I don't know if y'all noticed, like, probably 90% of the fish that I've caught been overslot.
Yeah.
We just started getting into some slot fish.
Yeah.
And, man, it's been the redfish has been kind of hard to predict this year. I mean, you go catch 21 day, go back the next day, and nothing.
Yep.
Wow. And last year, you could crush them for a week or a month, but they show up and they leave. But the fish has been bigger this year.
Yeah. Big schools, too.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you notice a difference on the redfish bite? Like, when we get those full moons, you know, sometimes those fish are feeding all night and you get out there the next day. Do you notice a difference because of the full moon and then possibly eating at nighttime that bite's slower the next day?
Yeah, when doing the full moon, I like to get out there first thing in the morning or late in the afternoon because it's like they getting ready to
that's their time.
Eat or to eat. You know, when you eat, and you get full, you still going to, if it's good, you're going to be nibbling on it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. You put it in the face.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question, man. What's your go-to bait for redfish? What do you like to use? Crabs?
Chumheavy.com.
Chumheavy.com. But you know, you like artificials? What's your best? What's your go-to bait for redfish?
White bait.
White bait.
I like to use white bait, and then
load it up at the Howard Franklin white bait.
Yeah.
Have you ever used cut bait? Do you like cut mullet or cut ladyfish or anything like that?
Yeah. Red fins? Every now and then I use cut bait.
Okay.
But I cut all every bait I fish with.
Right.
I cut it anyway. You know.
Oh, I got you.
Cutting the tail off.
Cut the tail off, brother. Yeah. We bite the tail off.
You know? Oh yeah.
What's your best time of year to use cut bait for these redfish you're catching?
I do it all year.
All year.
All year.
Yeah,
I tend to do it when it's like really, really hot. Mm-hmm. Or if you can't catch bait, you go buy a box of frozen thread fins.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's Glenn's go to, the box of frozen thread fins.
That's it.
That's because he's
stocking that.
He's too lazy to catch bait. That's
no, he's not. He's too lazy.
He don't
want to
get dirty.
Yeah, he's a pretty boy.
That's good.
Yeah, and I've actually caught jikes and cut jikes up.
Really?
And caught redfish with it.
Nice.
You know, I've tried it. I've even cut a catfish up one time.
You know what's funny about the catfish, man? I went to this event for kids not too long ago, and there was a guy cleaning catfish, and he took it to the guys over at Hubbard's Marine one time, and he was like, yeah, these are grouper cheeks, and he cleaned this catfish all up. Hey, and he gave it to Dylan over there at Hubbard's Marine. He gave it to Dylan. They're like, man, this is the best grouper cheeks I ever had. And he was like, yeah, well, that's catfish. And he's got like a certain way that he cleans his fish. This guy, he was over at that event. I think he does 1,000 pounds of fish in an hour with a fillet knife. Wow. Like, yeah, he's like getting after it. But let me ask you this. I mean, I know you're a redfish killer. You been getting any good snook?
Yeah, the snook, I haven't, they've all been small, man.
Yeah.
24.
All the aggressive ones.
Yeah. So I haven't gotten in on any pig snook this year. Seen a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I just, my game ain't that strong yet. I got to get with Glenn Vega. He can show me how to go out to them.
Hey, snook, man, just got to run north. Got to get in them creeks. The snook are hanging out all in the creeks right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have better luck, you know. If I target snook, I'll go up in the creek. I fish dirty water. I get away from the pods of redfish up in the flat area, and I try to, you know, double branch, Rocky Creek, yeah. Channel A, you know, dock fishing, you know, those where you're gonna catch your bigger snook.
See, and maybe that's my problem, because the first thing you said you get away from the redfish pods, bro.
I ain't doing that. You know, it's a little bit slower fishing. I gotta admit, you know, when snook season comes around, you know, you leave the redfish bite to go catch your nice snook. But then again, there's times where you're fishing for reds, and those snook will come out in the potholes that everybody's been seeing, mm-hmm. you know, and you get one or two nice ones, which is a plus. But if you want to target snook with those big white baits that you're catching, take that up north, man. Take it in the rivers, mm-hmm. you know. Take it to Davis Island. Take it north of Gandy, and you'll catch those bigs, especially now. They're chewing the bottom out of the boat right now.
Going north, that's kind of far for you, huh?
I claim the whole bay.
That's it.
Okay. People are like, where you fish out of? And I'm like, wherever the fish bite. So you might see me at Gander. You might see me at Fort DeSoto. Cockroach. You ain't no telling where I'm going to be at.
That's it.
All right. That's what's up. Well, I think we're going to wrap up this segment here. Mike Goodwine's in the studio. We got one more segment with him. Make sure you stay tuned. Yep. And after this break, we got our boater safety tip coming from my buddy Alex Diaz from the Coast Guard, so stay tuned.
All right.
Your radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homo Sassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more.
He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com. Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your Fish Brain app right now. Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook, Real Barbecue, Instagram, at Real Barbecue, email, info, at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Hey, Bubba, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. Just drinking some beers and watching some porn.
Porn? You dirty dog.
Fish porn, bro. Just found this new app called FishingTV.com. It's like Netflix for fishermen. It's so sick. Hundreds of fishing films and shows. Got it on my phone, my iPad, and my Amazon Fire Stick.
Sounds sweet. I'm gonna get me some of that. I'll see you tomorrow for that red snapper bite.
Buy any product from Flats Mafia this month and get $7 of free credits for FishingTV.com. Get it on your Apple, Android, and Fire Stick.
Hey guys, this is James Garrison with Flats Mafia Radio. If you're looking to get a new tattoo, large or small, do yourself a favor and visit Hawks Electric Tattoos on Armenia Avenue in Tampa. There's no gimmicks, just bright, bold, clean tattoos that are built to last by Joe Hawks and John Santos. They do all my work. I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Check them out at hawkselectrictattoos.com or give them a call at 813-644-6944. That's 813-644-6944.
If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800. Or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now. Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
We're back. We got our wrong version of hip hop on there, but it is all good. This is what we're doing.
Am I fired?
No, you're not fired. We'll just work out our kinks later. But we're in the studio live with Mike Goodwine, Captain Mike Goodwine. We're going to go to the phone calls real quick for our boater safety tip of the week from my buddy Alex Diaz. Alex, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Flats and Mafia, Captain and listeners.
What's
up? Hey, what's going on, man? This is Payoff Diaz, United States Coast Guard, coming to you live from beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, with your boating safety tip of the week. Now, today I want to talk a little bit about life jackets. All recreational vessels must carry one wearable life jacket for each person on board. Any boat 16 feet or longer must also carry one throwable Type 4 device. Life jackets should be worn at all times when the vessel is underway. In the state of Florida, every person under the age of 6 must wear an approved Type 1, Type 2, or Type 3 life jacket while the vessel is underway. Now remember, when purchasing your life jackets, they have to be United States Coast Guard approved. Check that label, guys, on the inside of life jacket. In good and serviceable condition, appropriate size and type to the intended user, and properly stowed. Keep in mind, guys, as always, a life jacket can save your life, but only if you wear it. For more boating safety tips, check out the Coast Guard's website at www.uscgboating.org, or you can check out FWC's website at myfwc.com. You can also download the United States Coast Guard app on iTunes or Google Play. Again, Spay Officer Diaz with your boating safety tip of the week. Stay safe out there and tight lines, guys.
Awesome, man. Thanks for the tip. We'll begin to you next week, man. Appreciate it. Awesome. Now, we are back. And we talked a little bit about the redfish and stuff with Captain Mike Goodwine, but he's also been getting some of them good table dinners. You've been on the big triple tail, huh?
Oh, yeah, groceries, man.
That's what he calls them, groceries.
Groceries, huh?
Okay, yeah. So what's your approach with the triple tail? You know, what kind of bait or kind of rig you using when you're going after them?
Well, the triple tail is kind of new to me. Like, one of my homeboys. You know,
Steve Brownlee
put me on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he told me if I mention anything, he's going to kill me. So,
Steve, you said,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up. I mean, you're just fishing different pilings and whatnot. And
I mean,
you putting a little slip shot on it?
Spit shot. And what I was told I can say is that they hang out around rocks. And from the Skyway, any bridge you see from the Skyway all the way to Courtney Kimball Causeway.
Okay.
It's triple tail near.
Near. I got you. Groceries. James, didn't you say that's your new fish to eat? That's like your favorite?
That's my favorite. I take that over snook right now. I would never throw one back. It's going straight into the Rooker cooler.
Yeah. All right, real quick. I know you're a big cooker too. So like how you prepare this fish?
Well, I take them to my dad. Okay. Yeah. My dad, he loved cleaning fish, and I think it's kind of weird. He get into it, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll be watching him like, man, you enjoying that a little bit too much.
He's enjoying just cleaning the fish?
Yeah.
Oh, he likes killing them.
Like, he's chopping their head off.
They're live.
I mean, right out the cooler, still the fish flopping around.
Halloween, the kid's coming around trick-or-treating. He comes out with a butcher's knife and just all his blood, like real blood. Oh, my God.
Does he fry it or pan sear it?
He fried.
He's fried? Yeah. Fried's the best way to go.
Yeah,
huh?
Man.
I disagree with that.
You know? Well, I mean...
Oh, Mr. Healthy over there, huh? Mr. Healthy over there.
Fry everything.
Deep fry. Crispy.
I've never had triple tail, so I don't even know what it tastes like. I've never had it.
Put some lemon butter sauce on there with some garlic, salt, and pepper, and just bake it, bro. That's all you need.
What are you, on a diet?
No, I'm telling you now, it's glorious.
Glorious? No, glorious. You know what sounds glorious? It's deep fried.
Well, when you fry it, it tastes like... To me, everything, once you fry it, it tastes like trout. It tastes like, they all taste the same.
That depends on what you're putting in your batter.
Yeah, your season, man.
Yeah, it's all about your batter.
Well, I get that, but it still tastes like a fried
James
taste.
James needs a cookbook.
Okay, right. You never even had it, kid.
Well, I don't know. But looking at James's body shape, you need to probably have a little bit more fried food. And maybe I should go to your diet. I should probably get, I should go to the pan-seared
we
stuff.
We should switch.
More salads.
Yeah, more salads and pan-seared triple tail.
Hey, I got that from my boy Frank Lato. He didn't lie to me, man. That stuff is righteous.
Well, we'll have to try it out. I'll do a compare and contrast with the fried and the
It's fire station approved.
Hey, Mike,
approved.
What size hook do you use for these triple tail?
I use size 1 hook.
Size 1?
Everything.
For everything, huh?
Everything.
Are you a J hooker or a circle hooker?
I'm a circle hooker.
Yes, sir.
I mean, because I bass fish all my life, and I was setting the hook all my life, and then, you know, saltwater fish, and I ain't going out there to work. It's just...
Yep.
Put that circle hook on, man. Put it in the pole holder.
Yeah. Let Rodney catch it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Theo Cuxtable.
How about you? You let everybody know where they can reach you at, your websites, all that.
Yeah, blanknekadventurescharters.com. If you want to book a trip, that's how you could go to that. Or my Facebook, Mike Goodwine, Captain Mike Goodwine, or my Instagram. Phone number 813-707-4733. Black Neck Adventures at yahoo.com. So I'm easy to find. I'm the only black captain on the water. So get at me.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah, you guys go check out Mike, Captain Mike Goodwine. You definitely can find him. He definitely is. Facebook live videos are always entertaining. And if you go find him on Facebook today, you definitely can check him out in his Halloween costume last night, which I couldn't tell the difference. Who was Mike Tomlin? Who was Mike Goodwine? But
he
nailed it. I'm talking about nailed it. That was a great costume,
identical.
Man.
My wife didn't know who was who.
Yeah, that was good stuff right there. That was very good stuff. Well, the bite's going, man, and Triple Tail's still going. Redfish is still going. Glenn, you recommend anything to the listeners with them getting out maybe today or this week upcoming?
I mean, bait's everywhere. You know, take advantage of it before that cold snap comes through.
Yep.
You know, go load up. Go catch your, you know, redfish, snook, you know, take advantage of the snook season. You know, I'm a snook guy. That's what I would do. I would take advantage of that snook season.
Yeah, get them while you can.
Yeah, get them while you can.
And I'm going to get off the topic.
Speak your mind, player.
And I usually don't give out spots, but, you know, I got to give this spot out. I was coming in and got the cockroach boat ramp, and it was two guys sitting at cockroach boat ramp wearing his sheep head out.
Really?
I'm talking about left and right, bro. Well, I was almost like, let me get a pole.
Really?
Know? So if any of y'all ain't got a boat and you want to go catch some sheep head, cockroach boat ramp is loaded.
Loaded. Right? They loaded with snook, too.
Yeah.
You're going to catch a lot of big. Actually, you'll catch a lot of 24, 26-inch snook in there, but they're heavy fish. Those fish are fat. They eat all that bait when you get in there. That's one thing that happened to me yesterday. We're getting ready to leave our spot, getting ready to call it a day. And, you know, we just start emptying in our live well. And at our last spot where we were at, start emptying it out. And all of a sudden, we're in this, like, little pond area, and the fish just start going crazy. And we get them to start eating on top of the water. We didn't really know what they were at first, and we threw in. You know, we got on – they were all probably – I want to say almost 30-inch jacks, which was fun. It was a tight line, but it was a good way to end the day. So I recommend anytime either you're getting back to the boat ramp, Gandy boat ramp's good for that too, the snook at the boat ramp, and Mike said the sheephead and also the snook are good at cockroach boat ramp. So when you're emptying your live well, at least empty it at some place where you actually can use it to your advantage. Keep a couple pieces of bait in there, because if you get that bite going, you want to be able to get on them. So definitely recommend that.
Yeah, and I've never understood when people are fishing and they get ready to leave, they'll start dumping their bait out wherever they at. And I'm like, man, you don't never do that.
Yeah.
Because you could be driving a bike and a big school of fish come by and you ain't got no bait.
And that's happened to me. I can't tell you. That's probably happened to me two or three times. Well, we just want to get everything ready until when we get back to the boat ramp, we can go. We throw out all our bait, and sure enough, we run it. It could be a big school of mackerel, or whatever. Anything.
Or there's about 40 snook at the boat ramp.
Yeah. There's always, like, they're just loaded up right there on that shoreline. But, so just think about that. Next time you go to throw your bait out, make sure you're going to throw it out on the spot. You know, what is it, chumheavy.com?
Chumheavy.com.
So make sure you chum, you know. Don't just throw that bait out. Use it to your advantage. Try to get that bite going.
Or help a fellow boater out and give it to them.
I
do that a lot, too.
I've never seen him do it.
We should talk about how Mike ripped off his rap last week.
That, and then I want to get after that, I want to get into the day when y'all were fishing and your trolling motor broke, and he pulled you over with his remote. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we was out, me and my girl, was out just fun fishing, and we got on the redfish, and I seen him on the inside. I didn't even know it was him. But I seen him on the inside working around, and then he was doing the right thing, proper boat etiquette. He gave me my space. He wasn't doing the Weed Island creep. So I didn't see him doing the Weed Island creep, so I called him in, like, you know, come on over here, man. We got him right here. And so he pulled down beside me, and chumheavy.com went into effect. He chomped the fish right from my boat all the way to his boat. And then we weren't catching nothing, you know. So then he was like, hey, why don't y'all come around the other side so you could get on these fish? And I was like, where my trolling motor? I left my remote. I didn't have my remote.
Okay, so you just left it. I got you.
Yeah, so he was like, hit that button on top of your trolling motor. And I hit it, and he started controlling my boat. Really? Took me around to the other side, and we got back on.
Come on, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Y'all tore him up that day.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, man.
Rodney was in full effect that day.
Rodney was in full effect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had like three poles going on. He was
all by himself. All by himself.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome,
that's,
man.
That's legal. Attaboy.
Oh, that's yeah. That's it. So y'all know, man, y'all out on the water and your iPilot goes down and you with a buddy, it actually can work. So it worked for them. Yeah. But we're getting ready to wrap things up here in our third segment. Mike, we want to say we really appreciate you coming into the studio, man. And you guys make sure you go check out Mike at Black Neck Adventures. Captain Mike Goodwine, go ahead and give me your number one more time.
It's 813-707-4733.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. All right, Mike, thank you for coming, okay. Buddy.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you.
Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Captain Bubba here from Flats Mafia Radio, live every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Have you guys heard about C. Mule? Let me tell you something about C. Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at cmule.com, also at Facebook and Instagram. C-Mule. Hee-haw.
This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you tired of your boat? Are you ready for a new one? Whalen Bay Marine is now in Clearwater, conveniently located on US 19 and Whitney Road, offering sales, parts, and service for Seabourn, Mako, Glassstream, Tracker, Spider Flats boats, and more. Have an old boat and you'd like to sell or trade? Perfect. We are taking in all makes and models. Contact us today at 727-648-4545 or on the web at whalenbayclearwater.com. Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, FishBrain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your FishBrain app right now.
Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook Real Barbecue, Instagram at Real Barbecue, email info at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Captain Bubba here from Flats Mafia Radio, live every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Have you guys heard about C. Mule? Let me tell you something about C. Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at cmule.com, also at Facebook and Instagram. C. Mule. Hee-haw.
This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you tired of your boat? Are you ready for a new one? Whalen Bay Marine is now in Clearwater, conveniently located on US 19 and Whitney Road, offering sales, parts, and service
for Seabourn, Mako, Glassstream, Tracker, Spider Flats boats, and more. Have an old boat and you'd like to sell or trade? Perfect. We are taking in all makes and models. Contact us today at 727-648-4545 or on the web at WhalenBayClearwater.com.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes.
I've been knowing her for years. I've been seeing her for years. She got a dark, dark wavy.
Today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
What's up, everybody? Your Marine Forecast, 2 to 3 foot moderate chop, 73 degrees. High tide, 3:23 p.m. Low tide, 8:13 p.m.
Let's hit those phones, man.
Hit those phones.
Justin,
yeah.
Justin's waiting on
the phone. We got Justin. Let's bring Justin through. Justin, yo, what's up, brother?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Justin?
Clients just got on the boat, getting ready to head out.
Yeah, I could tell. Sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, I've been in a wind tunnel for the past week.
Yeah. Well, talk to us. How's it been, man? I know you got to fight through that weather. Give us a little update.
Fishing's been good, man. We're going to go try and I actually catch some bait this morning. A huge school of redfish came by, and I had to catch one, and they're all over the place right now on the low tide over there at Wheaton Island. If you're on the water, come over to Wheaton Island. You can pick them up left or right. Just look for the American flag boat.
Right on, right on. So the bait was easy, huh?
Bait wasn't too bad. Good mix of bait. We're going to go up, we're going to run up north today, and they want to try and catch a big snook, so I'll go to some of Glenn's spots.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
That a boy.
Hey, get on them. Get on them.
No, but the trout bite, too, has been really good. Over here at Georgetown, or some people call it Mariner Flat, the trout bite on the edge, you'll catch jacks and Spanish mackerel and trout and all kinds of stuff going on. Good place to stay busy, too.
Keeping your customers happy with a tight line. How deep of water are you in with those trout?
It's at the edge. You're in about 4 foot of water. Just look for the potholes, grassy in the sandy potholes. If you put a split shot on your trout rig, you'll end up catching flounder too. So you can stay busy there, and the redfish bite's pretty crazy right now. Finally got back on them. So, but like Mike said, they're here one day and gone the next. So hopefully they'll hang around.
Right on. Right on. So you get ready to do a charter right now, huh?
Yeah, they just got on the boat, so I figured I'd give you guys a call, give you a little update, and take her from there.
That's what's up,
are,
man.
Are you usually freelining with the split shot, or are you using a cork?
Yeah, nope. No, freelining. I try and stay away from corks as much as I can.
Get all tangled up, huh?
Yeah. I don't want to do that anymore. So
I hear you.
Use them when I use them, but freeline's usually 90% of what I do.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to let you get to your charter. That's my Captain Justin LaFaro with All American Charters. We appreciate you calling in, man.
Thank you, Justin.
All right, boys.
Good luck today, man. Tight lines.
All right. See ya.
Right on, right on. All right, well, we're back. Appreciate you calling in, Justin. You know, we're here at our last segment right now. I just want to give you guys a little update on Fishbrain and Night Trekkers fishing tournament, December 3rd. It's at Hula Bay, 100% entry payment. First place is $1,800, second place is $900, third place is $300 guaranteed. Payouts increased after every entry. And the captain's meeting is December 1st, mandatory. It's a $75 individual entry and $175 with a guide. And the captain's meeting is at 6 p.m. at Hula Bay. So you guys want to check that out.
Jump on it, Mike. Jump on it.
Yeah, we'll get Mike hooked up with that.
Yeah.
His eyes got all big over here. That's what's up. Well, we got about 2 minutes left here. Once again, man, we want to really, really appreciate. We appreciate you coming in. Enjoyed you coming in and giving us a little bit of your intel. Yeah. Even though probably Steve Brownlee probably called you this morning.
I've seen some of Mike's stuff before. He'll catch a fish and he'll put the picture in the background. It's got the power plant back there. He's over at the Skyway.
Nah, you know what I love about Mike, though? Because he's always going live, but he's got to go live and it's got to be incognito. Like, no, that they could tell by that tree in the background. Yeah. But that's what you got to do, though, man. Is, you know, when those people that are always coming up following your boat and stuff, I thought you had a name for them. You have a name for them or no?
Like Googans or something, right?
Creepers.
Yeah. Well, those are Wallies. We call them Wallies.
Eddies. Those are Eddies
and Wallies.
Yeah, those are Eddies. Wally is your homie.
Yeah.
Eddie is an idiot.
It's the social media thing. I mean, I love social media. It gets me business. And, you know, I like to, you know, one-on-one with the fans or people. But it's a double-edged sword, man. You know, and because you got guys out there who don't want to put their time in and go find fish. They'll sit online all day zooming in and inboxing people and just to get spots, you know. And then when we don't bust our butt to find something, and then when we blur out something or say we somewhere we ain't, they get all butt hurt. I'm like, man, come on.
Yeah, they've got.
I put in my work to find this, and I think I'm just supposed to give it up.
Mike, you know? This is the time of year they need to put in their homework. These super low tides, they give away spots with these low tides. Yeah. You drive around, you find the potholes, you find the oyster beds that you've never seen. They're sticking out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people don't realize. They see us put one fish on Facebook, and they think we're always killing them.
Yeah.
We do a lot of work to get these great days, and they just think it's that easy.
Yeah, they're looking for the easy way out.
Do some work, people.
Yeah, do some work. We got some captains out here doing this for a living. Busting their butt out there, so
that's where my tunnel skiff comes in hand.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, we got a little bit of time left. We're gonna be wrapping things up. I like that tunnel skiff actually.
You like
it? Yeah, I got to drive it once.
Yeah.
It's a little wobbly when I'm on it.
But he's never been on my boat before. Remember that guy at the beginning of the show?
Bubba turned it into. He turned it into a non-tunnel.
Yeah, he did.
Hey,
it was a skateboard for.
I turned that tunnel skiff into a low rider. Low rider. Hey, well, we appreciate y'all listening, and thank you, Captain Mike Goodwine.
Thank you, Mike.
Flats Mafia Mike, Radio every you, Sunday.
Cap Gun Jeff, thank you.
Cap Gun Jeff.
This episode was brought to you by C-Mule and Berkshire Homes. You can hear all Flats Mafia radio shows at flatsmafia.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Flats Mafia.